Yes, the golden rule is expressed everywhere. This tells me that the idea of fairness is universally built into man's conscience. It is a moral ethic all men know they should do, but most, if not all men, don't do this. This means that most or all men don't follow their own moral compass of what is right. This means that most or all men are evil, doing evil when they know what good is. This is the problem of sin. All other religions either require works to build your karma to a point of moral justification, or they ignore conscience altogether, as properly atheists should. Some use reincarnation to put off judging ourselves so as to ignore the problem. Some use evolution to deny a creator and thus put off the problem. Judeo-Christianity is the only one that realizes that sin is a crime against our creator that only our creator can forgive. This creates the necessity for a savior because God is perfect and cannot just forget sin. It must be paid for in a way acceptable to God. Man cannot pay this price because he is the creature, and his value is not sufficient to meet the injury caused to a perfect God. Thus, God had to pay the price, and thus, any intermediary must be God to make that payment adequately. The intermediary must also be fully man to attach that payment to mankind. He must also fully meet the ethical standard of our inherent moral law, or else he, being sinful man, would be disqualified as able to make a moral justification. He is the connection between God and man that is absolutely necessary for our moral sin to be fully and properly justified before a perfect God. This is the unique thing about my worldview that yours cannot swallow. In my worldview, only Jesus possibly meets these requirements. He claimed to be able to forgive sin. He claimed to be one with God. His disciples claim he rose from the dead, and no one has been able to disprove this fact, despite great special interest to do so throughout history. He also was projected by the prophets from thousands of years in the past, and the acts of his life conform to those prophecies as no other life ever has. Logically, anyone that denies a creator must deny moral law, and thus must deny right or wrong. Without a creator, there is no entity to reconcile sin with, and thus there is no sin. Without sin, which is evil, there can be no definition of good either. Without good or evil, there is no way to determine what direction is advancement or decay. Chaos thus reigns, and no order can exist because there is no universal definition of order. The world is observed to be very universally ordered. We know this because the mathematical probability of having a world as we observe it is demonstrably zero. This implies infinite order. Thus, it cannot logically be true that there is no creator. This is the undeniable logic of creationism and Christianity, or any worldview that acknowledges the existence of a perfect, all-powerful, all-knowing, unchanging, morally pure creator. Do you get it? No other worldview has this logic behind it. Sure, there are problems and things we don't understand, but logic always brings us back to our origins. And simple scientific observation tells us these things don't make themselves at any scale, at any place, or at any time. No contrary example has ever been observed. This is scientific evidence of the highest order. Evolution is simply not observed, regardless of how much we may wish it existed or invent stories that it does exist. It is not observed. We don't even have the ability to make a self-replicating system, much less show order out of chaos. Thus, logic forces us to conclude that we did not make ourselves either. We are part of creation itself, so we cannot become the creator. We cannot be our own God or savior logically. Again, logic forces us to acknowledge a creator exists, whether we can see him or not. We cannot prove his existence, but logic will not allow us to deny his existence either. Who created the creator is a problem beyond the scope of observation. We're stuck in time and space. And thus that question for us is moot. Either we exist or not. And if we don't exist, the only logical way out of this irrefutable logic then is all questions are moot. Thus, this is why many of the strongest atheists in history either went nuts or killed themselves. The logic is simply inescapable.